Viter in Oraisa. We are in Moed Katan Daf Tes Amud Aleph. Pick it up on the top of the page, 2, 4, 6 lines down. We're talking about Ein Ma'arvin Simcha V'Simcha. In fact, the Gemara, the Ein Ma'arvin Simcha V'Simcha Menala. Where do we learn this idea from that we're not Ma'ariv Simcha V'Simcha? You don't mix two together, right? And therefore, we say you don't get married on the Moed because you get married on the Moed, then you're being Ma'ariv Simcha V'Simcha. Because it says in the pasuk, Vayas Shlomo Be'esa Hi Esachag. This is talking about when they were dedicating the Beis HaMikdash, Shlomo HaMelech made, that it says that at that time, Shlomo instituted the celebration. V'chol Yisrael imo kahal gadol, and all of Yisrael was with him, a huge congregation. V'vilchama sanachal Mitzrayim lifnei Hashem Elokeinu shiva selman v'shiva selman barasar yom. 7 days and 7 days, which turns out 14 days. Now, heck the Gemara, v'im Isa the ma'arvim simcha b'simcha. And if it were to be that you're allowed to mix these two things together, ma'arv simcha b'simcha, right? So why is it? What's the 7 days and the 7 days? The 7 days are the 7 days that they celebrated, you know, for the Beis HaMikdash, and it was right before Sukkot, and they had 7 days of the Sukkot, so they did 14 days. And if it's really true, you're allowed to be ma'arv simcha b'simcha, so then just ibayilei l'minta ad the chag, just wait until the chag and do the two things together. And end up doing both. The fact that you're not allowed to do that must be you can't be ma'ariv simcha b'simcha, and therefore you can't get married on the moed. Fact the Gemara, what do you mean it's not a raya? V'dilma minter lo natrinon. You can't go ahead and hold off, and you can't delay the Beis HaMikdash over here. Rashi says you can't. V'dilma minter lo natrinon nisuin either regel kihichi delo natar shlomo. You're not allowed to go and hold it off until the regel, just like Shlomo didn't. Aval e misra me, if it just happens to work out that way, lay an oven, you can do it together. So if you're allowed to be ma'ariv simcha b'simcha, you can't hold off dafka to do it then, but if it turns out you could. With the Beis HaMikdash also, that's why just, you know, this is how we're, you can't just delay it. V'hecha de isrami avdinan. Says the Gemara, Ibai lei l'shiri purta. So Shlomo Melech could have left over a little bit that it wasn't finished, and then he would have left it over until that time. He didn't do that, must be because he can't be having simple and simple. Says, well, what do you mean? Shiri binyan bisa mina, so much shiri, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to hold off on giving it to it. That's not a respectful thing to do. So therefore, he couldn't have done that. So the Gemara, Ibai lei l'shiri ba'ama kal yadari, if he could have left over the ama of the crow chaser. Rashi says, Hagag kala katser. Lamaila ad ka'ama umechapin oso sham be barzel umisamrim kidei ubimismarim kidei shal yoshvu ha'orvim alav zeo lo chashiv kibinyan. So what they did was they put this whole little contraption that would be nails sticking up so you wouldn't have the ravens going in and sitting over, crows to go and sit over there, and therefore I could have left that over, and he didn't do that. And therefore, you see, you can't be armisim simcha. So the Gemara, no, ama kal yariv tzorich binyan abayisu. That's part of the binyan abayis itself, and therefore you didn't leave it over because you're not allowed to leave it over. All right, so Shlomo couldn't have held back to do that, and therefore you don't have a raya about this concept of armisim simcha. Ella midem yaser krat. The fact that we learned it out from is from the pasuk. The pasuk does a double whammy. Michti, let's take a look. Ksiv arbaas yom. It says 14 days. Shiva seven. Lovely. Why do I have to say 7 days and 7 days? Shema mina, hani luchad, vani luchad. Must be come to each one for themselves. Rashi says the lo matzil meivad lei the yachad to feel a mister minala to do them together, even if it happens to work out that way. So you can't be ma'ariv simcha b'simcha. You learn from the extra words in the pasuk. Amar alpanach, amar rabbi yochanan, osa shana lo osi yisrael yom kippur. In that year, that when they were doing the inauguration of Beis HaMikdash, he did not celebrate Yom Kippur. Rashi says, "Alfi sheshiva yomim shelifnei Sukkos kol yom asa simcha v'mei simcha mishta d'chseva yashlomo beisahi as a chag shiva selmim v'shiva selmim arba asar yom." Back in the Gemara, how you dog and Varum, they were worried and saying, "Oh no, Shem is chayv v'sanim sheisar klayim. Maybe we should be destroyed because we did that." The euphemism of Bnei Yisrael. Yatsa baskol v'amar leam. A heavenly voice came out and said to them, "Kulchem u'zman u'mechayim laba." All of you are invited to the world to come. Don't worry, you didn't do the wrong thing. My darsh. What did they darshin in order to learn this out? Amru kavachom. I said a kavachom. Ramam mishkan shein kedusha. So kedusha olam. The mishkan. Its kedusha is not forever. The carbon yachid, and it's a carbon yachid, and doche Shabbos. De iser skila, and yet nonetheless, the din is that it overrides Shabbos, which is something just skila, then mikdash, the kedusha, so kedusha solo, and the base of mikdash, so the kedusha is forever, and the carbon tzibor, we're talking about carbonus of tzibor, and the yom kippurim, the anush kares, it's just an iser kares, not that of skila. then lo kol shekein, of course you should override Yom Kippur. In fact, the Gemara, okay, so then if that's true, then elo amai ha'yudagim, what were they worried about? It says, Gemara, no, hasam tzarech gavoa, hacha tzarech hedyot. Over there by the Mishkan, you could say that the carbons that override Shabbos because they were given for gavoa, meaning given to the Lord Almighty. It says, b'mishkan de gavoa havu karbaros. But hacha b'chanukas habayis, the hedyot, mishta, it's, you know, it's all for the peeps over to do such a thing, for the commoners, for the common folk. Maybe it's not going to override Shabbos, and therefore maybe the Kal V'Chomer is no good. And for the Gemara, Hachanami may labdu. Here also, okay. So anyway, that's what they thought. Hosam Tzarech Gavoa and Hachlat Tzarech Chedyot. Says the Gemara, Hachanami Mevid Lebdu. Why don't we just say that what they should do is over here that Mevid Lebdu, let them go and celebrate for what's going on over there in Yom Kippur. But Mechal Lo Nichel Belishu, let them just not eat and drink. Why do they have to eat and drink? And for the Gemara, Ain Simcha Belochil Vishtia. There's no Simcha without eating and drinking. What are you talking about? Mishkan Nedochi Shabbos Minala. And how do you know that by the Mishkan Nedochi Shabbos? If you want to say that we learn that from the says in the pasuk in reference to the days that they brought the karbanos in Parshas Naso by Yom Rishon and Yom Shvi'i on the first day and the seventh day, and what is that telling you over there? That they're brought even on Shabbos, which is the seventh day. Not a raya. Dil Shvi'i le karbanos. Maybe it means the seventh from bringing karbanos, right? The day of the seventh karban that was brought. And it's possible that according to this that if the sixth one brought on Friday, then the seventh would go and bring on Sunday, but it's just called the seventh day. So you don't have a ride from there. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Amar Kra, the pasuk says, "B'yom Ashtei Asar Yom," on the 11th day, and they said the word Yom over there to compare the 11 days mentioned in the pasuk to one day. My Yom Kula Ratzof, just like a single day is consecutive, like it's one day, it's straight. Af Ashtei Asar Kula Ratzof, and so too all the 11 days in which they would bring their karbanos, it was done direct, straight, without any stop. And therefore, you see, clearly it's done on Shabbos. And for the Gemara, V'dilmi Yomayim Haru'uyin, maybe Dilmi Yomim Haru'uyin, maybe what it means is only days that are ro'i to bring, and not on Shabbos. And it means consecutive, but only consecutive on the days that they're able to bring, not Shabbos. So since you can bring on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, that's when it's brought. There's no break over there, but not on Shabbos itself. Says Gemara, K'siv Korachinu, another pasuk, B'yom Shneim Asar Yom, then it says, B'yom Shneim Asar Yom. My yom kulin ratzufav shnei masar yom kulin ritzufin. V'dilma halchanami yom ruyin. M.K. and Trey Kori, love me. Why do I have to have two psukim to go and teach me exactly the same idea? U'mikdash, tadolcha yom kippur. I mean, I'll have another mikdash, it's tadolcha yom kippur. Ilim, if you want to say, he says in the pasuk, arba asar yom. It says that they celebrated for 14 days, which applies straight days, including Yom Kippur. V'dilma yom ruyin. Maybe only meant days that were ra'oi, not Yom Kippur. Gamar Yom Yom Me'asam is Exer Shavu Yom Yom. From there, just like by the Mishkan, that was the case, so too by the Mikdash it was as well. Just the Baskal V'Amalem, Baskal Yom, it says, Kuchum Zom L'chaim Abar, Yom Vayit to World to Come, and we know in the Achilu, where do we know that Hashem forgave them for Yom Kippur? The Tani Tachlifa. The Tachlifa taught that at the end of the inauguration, and that whole shtickle, all the partying from the Beis HaMikdash, the pasuk says, "Bayom Hashmini Shilach Esam Vivorchu Esamelech." On the eighth day, he sent out the people, and they blessed the king. Vayilchu LaElohim Smeichem Etovelev. They went to their tents, joyful and in glad of heart. Al Kol Tovah Shalasa, Al Kol Hatovah Shalasa. Hashem LaDavid Avdolah Yisrael. Well, on all the good that Hashem has done for David and to Yisrael, the nation. LaElohim. What does it mean to their tents? Shalachu Lamatan Nishem Batara. They found that all their wives were tahor. Semechim, what does it mean, Semechim? Shenenim is a Shechina, that they were nene from the radiance of the Shechina, v'tovei lev, shekolecha v'echad, nis'avru ishto, b'ben zachar, all of them ended up getting pregnant with a boy, ben zachar. Al kol ha'tov, all the good, shesabas kovam alem, kuchem uzon lechem labad, heavenly voice came out and said, you're all invited to the world to come. L'adav al-adav yisrael l'amo, bishlam yisrael l'amo, okay, we understand, it says that the achil, l'hu avon yom kippurim, that Hashem forgave the people for eating on Yom Kippur. Ella le David Avdo Mai. What do you mean that? What does it mean? The goodness that Hashem did for David Avdo. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav Bishah Shabike Shlomo Lahachnis Aron. The Mikdash at the time that he wanted to go and to bring the Aron into the Kodesh Hakodashim. Dovku Sharm Zebazet. The gates of the Kodesh Hakodashim, they attach one to the next. They closed off. They closed. Amar Shlomo Asimi Arba. I already know that Shlomo said 22, 24. Tefillah, two songs. prayers. He davened out, and Velonet didn't answer. Pasach va'amar, then he started to say, Siyu shiyari Moshechem. Velonet didn't answer. Kibbutz ha'mashem elokim, al toshes b'nei b'shichecha, zocha l'chas nevet avdecha. So then he said, Hashem, God, don't turn not away your face of your anointed one. Remember the piety of David, your servant. Miyad, not immediately. He was answered. The gate opened up. Osasha, nefcha p'nei sodi David, k'shule k'dera. At that moment, the faces of David's enemy turned dark. They were embarrassed, like the bottom of a pot that was burned by fire. And everyone understood that David Melch was forgiven for that particular sin, meaning the story of David and Bathsheba. Rabbi Yonasan ben Amasai, Rabbi Huda ben Gerim, Tanu Parshas Nedarim, Bei Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, says Rashi, what is this talking about? It says Parshas Nedarim, Meseches Nedarim. They learn the Sechus Nedarim. This week's Parsha, the winner strikes again. And they, if Taimine Barta, they left him in the nighttime. The Safra Hodr Vakam Mifterimine. In the morning, they came back and they left him. They left intending to leave, and then they came back the next day and they were going to leave again. Amar Lu says, Valaf, if Teresu Mini Barta, didn't you already leave me last night? Amar Lu said to him, Valentin Rabbeinu, you taught us Talmud Shenifta Mirabo, Vilonbo Seir. If a student leaves his student, leaves his Rebbe, and then he ends up staying in the city overnight, Charchli Patr Mimena Pamachers, he has to leave from him again when he's ready to go. Shenemar, Bayom Ashmini, Shilach Asamba Yavarchu. As Amalek, on the eighth day, Shlomo dismissed the people and they caused the blessed, and they blessed the king. Right? So it's saying that Shlomo gave the people permission to leave on the eighth day. Right? The eighth day of Sukkot, which is the 22nd day of the month of Tishrei. And it says, Ubiyom Esrim Shlosh Lechodesh Shvi'i Shilach Hazam. He sent out the people, and the people that already left Shlomo on the 22nd of Tishrei, why they have to go and do it on the 23rd? Elam Mikan Tamad Neftar Mirab of Lanabo Seir, Shal Chabat Ravina Pamacher. Samar Leil of Rei. So Rishim Meuchai said to his son, Bnei Adam Halalo Anashim Shal Tzurahim. These people, meaning of Yonasim Ben Amasi and Rabbi Yudha Megirim, these are chashuva people over here. Rashi says, "Klomer chachamim, they're chachamim." Zilgabein deliverchuch, go to them, so that they can give you a blessing. Also, askuchinu, the karoma karvadadi. He went there and he saw that they were dealing with psukim, like contradictions in psukim. Ksiv, it says, "Pales magal reglecha v'chol derechecha yikonu." It says, "Weigh the course of your feet, and all your ways will be established." Which is saying that a person has two mitzvahs in front of him, you should weigh them out and do the one that's the greater of the two. Rashi says, "Klomer shkol mitzvos va'ayin behen, eza mitzvah gedola ve'eza ve'asas gedola," which is greater, and do it. Uksiv orech chayim pentefalis, and it also says the path of life lest you weigh, which implies that one should not weigh two mitzvahs in front of it to figure out which one is more than the other. The first mitzvah which comes to him, he should go and should do. Mitzvah liyotcha al tach mitzvah. Rashi says, "Demashal kol mitzvah shetava liyotcha aseyosa ben gedola ben kitana ve'al taniach." Where it says, weigh the course of your feet, which implies the two mitzvahs are weighed, the fixed one is greater. It's talking about a mitzvah that can be done by other people. Rashi says, "Defali spelas magal reglechush taso ata gedola chavech zekatana." Go and let someone else go do the smaller one over here. All right, do the greater one, leave the smaller one for someone else. Beep, turn the page. Test of a base. Khan, but she of Shalas is like the Kharim, and the other one, we don't wait out, is when some of us can't do it. And then in such a situation, it's got to be done as soon as it comes before you without weighing it against the second mitzvah to figure out which one is greater. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.